Day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day.
Love.
Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. Fun's voice speaks to me all through the day. Fun's voice speaks to me all through the day. Fun's voice speaks to me all through the day. Fun's voice speaks to me all through the day. Juice's voice speaks to me all through the day. Juice's voice speaks to me all through the day. Juice's voice speaks to me all through the day. Wealth's voice speaks to me all through the day. Wealth's voice speaks to me all through the day. Wealth's voice speaks to me all through the day. Wealth's voice speaks to me all through the day. Freedom's voice speaks to me all through the day. Freedom's voice speaks to me all through the day. My voice speaks to me all through the day. My voice speaks to me all through the day. My voice speaks to me all through the day.
Okay.
I intend to wear you jokers out.
All right.
I'm just going to be up front with you. At the very beginning, y'all going to call me No Mercy Purdy. No Mercy Purdy.
Okay. Here we go.
Remember, you don't have to believe it, accept it, or welcome it. You don't have to believe it, accept it, or welcome it. You don't have to believe it, accept it, or welcome it. You might resist it. If you use it, you'll see that it works. We're going to be on, we're going to finish talking about the stages you go through when you say to yourself you finally had enough and you're ready to have some sane relationships. And I'm going to start at paragraph 6 on page 363.
Paragraph 6 on page
363. I'd like to share my script with you.
What page, Jerry?
363.
Thank you.
This is the time for faith. This is the time for faith. This, what's going on in your life right now? This is the time for faith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You let the goal to be happy be set for you. You finally said you're ready to be happy. You're ready to have the kind of life you deserve. You're ready to have your peace. This is the time for faith. That was an act of faith. Don't abandon faith now that the rewards of faith are being introduced. If you believe that the higher power or spirit or love was there to take the relationship, why wouldn't you still believe that the higher power is there to purify what it took under its care? If I gave it to spirit, then why wouldn't I believe the spirit is still taking care of it? This is the time for faith. We need to have faith in each other in what seems like a very trying time, because I'm sick of your butt. That's what you feel about some people. This is a very trying time. Why? Because I'm sick of y'all. That's called trying time. He goes, it's trying time again. I'm gonna leave you. Yeah, some of y'all gonna leave here. As soon as you get to with the people you with, it's gonna be a trying time again. You'd be like testing every principle you thought you heard. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about.
Hell yeah.
Because some of y'all are not out of denial about how mad you are. So, have faith in the brother in what seems to be a trying time. The goal for your happiness is set and your relationship has sanity for its purpose. Because now you find yourself in an insane relationship, recognize it as an insane relationship. So, what is the goal? The goal is for you and me to act like we got some sense together. A holy relationship is where two people act like they got some sense together. They treat each other right. It's a holy relationship. Now, there's a part of your mind that likes to keep your patterns going called the ego. It's going to tell you, why don't you substitute another relationship for this relationship where your former goal was appropriate? It looks like I'm not going to be able to get what I want out of this, so I think I need to go to somebody else and try to get it. In other words, you can only escape from your distress by getting rid of that person. You can only escape your distress by, you just got to get rid of this circumstance. You just have to get rid of this person. The wrong voice will tell you that the way out is to try to get rid of the person and get rid of the circumstance. The ego is going to say, get rid of the person. It's going to say, you can escape from your distress only by getting rid of your brother. You can only get rid of your distress by getting rid of this person. You can only have your peace again by getting rid of this person. It's a part of the mind that's going to say that. And then it might tell you, well, you don't need to part entirely. You don't need to leave entirely, but you're going to have a few things from them. You don't have to get rid of them completely. You can stay with them, but you're going to hide some things from them. So the voice says, you know what? First you go, you know, I'm ready to have sanity. I'm ready to go for the light. I'm ready to go for the truth. I'm ready to have faith. I'm not going to change my mind. Then another part of your mind says, you know, you just need to go and get you another relationship and try to do the same thing that you tried to do before with somebody else. And okay, but if you're going to stay with them, you may have to make sure you exclude certain areas of fantasy from each other. They're called secrets. That's a fancy way of saying excluding little areas of fantasy. That's another way of saying secret. I stay with you, but I'm not going to let you know everything I'm thinking. That's called not entirely getting rid of somebody. That's called getting rid of somebody while you keep them there. Anybody ever done that?
Yeah.
A louder yes.
Yes!
Who's willing to say this powerful affirmation with me? And I'm doing it now! Doing it now! Okay. Yeah. Exclusion. Exclusion. I would share my thoughts with you, except I think you'd kill me. Honesty would be very easy if you weren't so crazy. Being honest with a crazy person isn't always smart. I tell you anything you want to know about me, if I'm sure you won't hurt me with what I tell you. I'll let you know everything. I wouldn't hide a thing from you. So I promise you, I'll share myself with you as soon as I trust you enough. Not a moment before. So that's why I'm working on trust, so I can let more of you all in. I'm trying to lower my drawbridge instead of my drawers. Lower my drawers. I felt just like I was the London Bridge. I go to somebody's house, boy, bloop, hands gone.
Pardon me.
Excuse me. I went to Taos this last week, and I went to Santa Fe, and I spent some time in the mountains, and I spent some time sitting by the Rio Grande. I went to a 1,000-year-old Native American village that they've been living continuously for the last 1,000 years in this village. And then I went to this place where I saw these caves and stuff that the Indians used to live up in the mountains. And I was listening to the truth and had on my best kind of music from Chingy to Andrea Bocelli. I got it all. And I'm, you know, hanging out with an incredible cool brother on the trip with me. A mountain popped up over there. I never seen anything so beautiful in my life. I'm from the hood. I didn't ever, you know, I'm still saying, what am I a black man doing in Colorado? From the South. Memphis looked like Africa. It's so cool being born black. Try it sometime. Try to miss 1950s. If you're going to do black, just try to skip over 90. You take your time machine on up a few more years in the 50s, okay? Because if you take your body seriously, you'll never escape your fear. So your ego is going to say, you must exclude major areas of fantasy from this other person to save your sanity. Hear not this now. What did it say? Hear not this now. Don't listen to this stuff now. Have faith in God who answered you. Your Creator heard you. Hasn't your Creator been very explicit in its answer? So what I'm asking for is for you to have some faith and stay on the purpose even though you are bewildered. Okay, this is what I'm asking of you today. Even though you're bewildered right now and you're not really sure about what's going on, keep on having faith. Now, what does it mean to have faith? We have. Let me give you an easy definition of faith for free. That's right. Faith is not forgetting the goal. So when it says ask for faith a little bit longer, it's saying remember what your purpose is for just a little while longer. Even though you're bewildered, try to remember that your purpose is to give yourself more peace. Your purpose is to give yourself more joy. Your purpose is to give yourself more happiness. Your purpose is to enjoy yourself and allow yourself to radiate and shine and enjoy and have fun and heal and express. You know, keep on remembering that even though you're bewildered right now. Don't let go of your faith. Because that's the lady with the claps. Now, your bewilderment is your fault.
That's right.
I act like it's because of her. She's the reason why everything happens to me. Do you have some of those people that right now you believe that if they were different, somehow your life would be better? Don't you have those people that they just get their act together? Peace would reign supreme, right? Did you notice that you were saying your mind the purpose of trying to come up with everything that needs to change but you? Did you ever notice that?
Yeah.
That your mind goes out looking for everything that needs to change but you? So, the Course says, don't abandon God now, don't abandon your brother. Okay, I'm not going to abandon you now, and I'm not going to abandon my guidance and truth because I'm in bewilderment, and I'm not going to throw my truth away because I'm bewildered. I'm not going to throw my truth away just because I'm upset right now, because I'm sad. Keep your faith, even though you may be upset, even though you may be bewildered right now, because your bewilderment is going to go. Your bewilderment is going to go. Bewilderment will go. This will go. This will go. This will go. Now, how can I tell when my bewilderment is leaving? That's true too, and it says in the next part of the sentence, you will start to see justification for your faith emerge. Why am I going to stop being upset? Because what's going to start happening is things that justify me being on this path. I'm going to start having stuff come up to in my life that's going to make me go, oh, okay, I'm on the right path. This stuff right here is true. This stuff right here really works. So that's how you're going to lose your fear and bewilderment. You're going to lose your fear and bewilderment through justification for your faith emerging. You're going to start seeing things happen in your life that makes you believe in what you're doing and believe in yourself.
Yeah. All right.
You got the claps? All right. She told me right here. Did she got the claps too? She put that clap? She said it. Yes.
Clap on, clap on.
Clap on. Clap on, brother. Clap on. See, I'm not going to get serious. And when I start to get serious, my serious alarm go off. And that's when I go say something stupid and crazy and wild like claps. Because I don't want to be judged by my words. And how can I know who are my friends unless I speak freely and see who runs away to protect me and to help me and to love me? So some people have to run away from me to love me. They have, as soon as they're in my presence, they can't stand me. So next time you meet somebody that can't stand you, just say, they're running away from my presence to love me. Because while they're gone, they're going to heal their minds. And as they heal their minds, they'll see you correctly. And then they'll see you the next time, they'll love you a lot more. They'll see you in a much cooler place. Like if I walk up on my ex-wife now, you know, I would see another, it's nothing but a total blessing. An example of love.
That's cool.
The only thing that changed was my mind. Because I guarantee you, she's still the same person. She's what they call a worthy opponent. Everyone on the spiritual path must meet their worthy opponent. Your worthy opponent, do you want to know what a worthy opponent is? The worthy opponent is the person who makes you practice every ounce of truth that you know. They're the person that you have
to be about what you say you're about to deal with them.
Yeah.
Because none of your old ways of manipulating anybody works on them. So you know the only way you're going to be able to deal with them is you're going to have to obey the truth. You're going to get so desperate, you're going to start thinking right.
Okay.
What are you doing? I'm thinking right out of desperation. It was my last resort. I did everything else. I did thinking right last. It's going to like come at you in such a way that you go, all right, I really have to practice what I'm talking about. And the thing that happens when you practice it, like not get rid of them, you know. Now, not get rid of somebody just means you still continue to have the goal of having peace with them. Staying with somebody and not getting rid of somebody does not mean that your two bodies have to stay in the same place all the time. See the difference? Sometimes the people hear me say, you should not get rid of that brother or sister. They think that I'm talking about you shouldn't like take your body away from their body. Sometimes it's the best thing you can do in order to join. And sometimes staying together would be the right thing to do. The only thing that matters is your purpose. If your purpose is right, you are right. So you're going to have some stuff start to happen to you that's so good that it's going to get rid of your bewilderment, and you're going to walk away with shining conviction. In other words, you're going to stop being bewildered. You're going to be totally convinced that you are on the right path, living the right life, doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing in this moment. That's what you're going to be living by, shining conviction. That's what's going to happen after your bewilderment, the once you keep the faith, which is remembering your goal, which is your own joy.
Yeah.
Isn't that your goal?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, don't abandon God or the truth now. Don't abandon your brother, because this relationship has been reborn as holy. It's now healing. How do I know that my relationship is healing? Because I chose not to get rid of you in my mind. I know I'm bewildered right now, but I'm still going to keep my goal. And if I keep my goal, things are going to start happening to me to show me I got the right goal. And I'll see things go the way they bring me peace and joy so much that I'll be convicted that that's the only thing that can happen in my life all the time. And it becomes ordinary, and I just become totally fulfilled and safe. That's what's going to happen to you.
Good.
As soon as you brush your teeth. If you don't brush your teeth, none of this will happen. I found a loophole in the laws of God. Everything works, but if you don't brush your teeth regularly and floss. But I let you know. This relationship has been reborn as holy because you're determined to see that person correctly. Even though right now you're bewildered how it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So you're willing to keep the goal to be happy until it gets to the point that events are emerging in your life that give you total conviction that you're on the right path, that you're actually where you should be in your life, and nothing about your life is wrong, and you're not in the wrong place. This is interesting since they're cut off. Have you ever been turned on when you wish you were turned off? Are there people in your life that you wish every day they never turned you on? Have you noticed a connection between the people who turn you on and the people that irritate you sometimes? Notice that the person you had the most passion for is also the one who drags you out of your mind a lot too. Anybody ever make that connection?
Yeah.
And then you're around somebody that's real peaceful. The juice don't come and tell you with the crazy one. That's what you're looking for. The crazy lover. One who got no sense. None. But there's something about him that just appeals to you, and you just, even in spite of your own better judgment, you just want them. You ever met somebody like that? I have, you know, it's like, I know I shouldn't want her, but I want her. You know, no, my problem was I always saw lots of people to love, and that was called being a dog. We in the world, if you love a lot of people, you're a dog. That's what they call it in the vernacular.
He just a dog. What? But he always loving on everybody. Well, I thought that was spiritual.
Isn't the goal to love everyone? Isn't that why we're here? Because we want to see love extend to everyone? Let's get clear about this, shall we? Everybody's here because they want to love and be loved by everyone. Is this right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm saying is good, right? What I'm saying is good, right? Okay.
Define love.
Yeah. I can tell you what love isn't. Love isn't fear, anger, attack, depression, sickness, worry, concern, accidents, death, lack, disease, separation,
indifference,
possession, clinging, codependence. Love isn't jealousy.
And it never stops.
Love never ends. There's nothing you can do to get rid of it. If you, no matter how hard you try, I could never stop loving you. You can't lose love. Love isn't a bargain. Love isn't up for grabs. Love doesn't go to the person who's given me the most specialness. My specialness goes to the person that's giving me the most specialness. I give specialness to who gives specialness to me. And I'm looking for someone who wants to give me specialness so I can give them specialness back. And we give each other specialness depending on whether or not we keep doing the special things that make us special. If any one of us start doing the special thing to make us special, then you're going to stop being special. I'm not going to be special with you no more. And I'm going to take my specialness from you and I'm going to give my specialness to somebody else. And talk about how it was your fault. Okay, that is not love. You can't lose love. Love is permanent, constant, ever-expanding, totally safe. Totally safe. When I say totally safe, I mean you could never be attacked about anything. You can never be hurt in love. We've forgotten what love is, but we know in our hearts what it is because all of us know the truth, even though we're pretending that we don't. And I'm talking to the part of you that knows. The part of you that don't know might think it's a crazy black man up here. Yeah, I think I'm cute black.
Yeah.
I'm okay? I'm done look good? You like, do you think my body look good? Chocolate and everything? What color chocolate do you think? You look at all that. Cinnamon kind of. Yeah. Somehow or another, that new sin had to be in there. Check that out. Cinnamon. Then it gets all religious. I'm a cinnamon. Then you're trying to work it up to cinnamon. You're trying to say that cinnamon stuff. See, I know you're trying to work it in there. Start out with cinnamon, end up to cinnamon. So this is what you do next. You gladly accept what you don't understand. Say, you know, I gladly accept that I don't understand this. I gladly accept that I don't understand this. And then, okay, do you understand this? No. Be glad about it. It's not something else for you to figure out. Be glad about it. It's nothing else for you to figure out. Be glad about it. Be glad you don't understand. So what do I do?
Oh, here's the thing. It's Diane.
What is wrong with that?
See, we think the speaker is causing the sound. You're fooling yourself again. Everybody in here make that speaker make that noise.
Wow.
We are the creators of our reality. There's nothing that happens that we don't create. We're pretending we don't know that so that we can make it real to us. You got to pretend you don't know what you know so that you can pretend that what you want to believe is true. So what we say is stuff like, wow, what's wrong with that speaker? which is a way of making us forget that we create the sounds that are going around us because we are one and we are the creators. You can tell how long you want to be a victim by how little you recognize that you're the creator of your experience. When you don't want to recognize you're the creator, it just means you want to keep experiencing what you've been experiencing without any interruption. The minute you go, you know something, I have something to do with what's happening to me, you have broken the cycle of attack and pain. Wow, that is so deep. That is so deep. So I'm going to explain to you what I'm doing to you as you perceive its purpose, as you perceive the purpose. When it's off. It's literally off.
Mm-hmm. My fault.
Yes, he discovered when he got on the spiritual path that his gift was he could ventriloquist farts. And it's a talent that most people don't have. And so he was able to project that sound up here from back there. So the ones he found out divine talent. He's still demonstrating. He's somewhat of a ham. And we were so happy when he made his act odorless. That was a high point. Now, yeah. Sometimes he misses, sometimes he doesn't. I'm not going to be a serious teacher.
Thank you.
Yay! I tell you, my seriousness alarm go off. You will find many opportunities to blame that sucker. You'll find a lot of opportunities to blame that person, and you'll be blaming them for what seems to be the failure in the relationship. So even though you say you want to be more spiritual, you're going to still find many opportunities to blame. Even though you're saying you want to be more spiritual, you're still going to find opportunities to blame, even though you're trying to go for your goal, and you have an opportunity to feel like that the other person is the reason why it's not working. And not only that, it looks like at times your relationship doesn't even seem to have a purpose. Even as you go towards your spiritual goal, a sense of aimlessness will come to haunt you and to remind you of all the ways you once sought for satisfaction and thought you found it. So right now you may be going for the goal, and you may be bewildered, and you don't know what's going on. Well, be glad that you don't understand what's going on. I'm going to show you what's going on as I reveal what's going on in the relationship that you're in. You're going to find a lot of opportunities to blame the people around you for what seems to be the failure in the relationship. You're going to have a sense of aimlessness that's going to come on you, and it's going to make you go, oh my God, you know, maybe that other relationship that I was miserable in wasn't so bad after all. So this is what I want you all to do. So it's going to be the hardest thing anybody's ever asked you to do, but can I ask you? Okay, are you ready? You ready? I want to ask you not to forget your misery. I want you to remember how miserable you were when you did it the way you used to do it. I want you to never forget how miserable you were the way you used to be. Please don't forget how miserable you were. When do I need to never forget how miserable I was? I need to remember it every time I'm blaming somebody and it looks like I'm in a relationship that doesn't make any sense, and I'm thinking about trying to go back to some situation, person, or circumstance that I was with in the past because I thought maybe it wasn't so bad in the first place. And so as soon as I'm tempted to go back to do something I've done before, I'm supposed to say, let me remember how miserable I... Look, would you call him up? Would you remind me of how miserable I was with you? Sure, baby. You know, one night you tried to kill me. You were so upset with me. You remember? I was never at home. I didn't pay you no attention. I didn't recognize you. I had 5 or 6 chicks on the side. Don't you remember? That's why you was miserable. Oh, thank you so much, because I was feeling a sense of aimlessness that was reminding me of the way I once thought satisfaction before. I was going to go back and try it one more time. Well, whenever you want to know how miserable you were, just call me. That's the way a holy relationship works. I'll tell you all the reasons why you should never be with me. I love you. I wouldn't do me to you. That's what kills some people. I love you so much I'll never have a relationship with you. I love you too much for that. I save my relationships for the people I hate. You know we get the people that's most special, the most hell. Come on now. Yeah. Y'all know we do. They're the jokers who got to toe the line. You know, they want we get mad at it. They don't do what we want. And they get mad at us. We got those special relationships. Money, I got a special relationship with money. Money don't do what I wanted to do. I've been trying to don money for years. It just won't be submissive to me. Because I don't see money correctly, right? Mm-hmm. The only reason why something couldn't be happening to my benefit is I must not be seeing it correctly. That's so good. So you still with me?
Yeah.
All right. Whenever you don't forget how miserable you were in the old situation that you want to change, then that's you not giving your ego mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. In other words, you're not breathing life into your ego when you remember how miserable your old way of thinking made you. When you remember how miserable what the world taught you has made you, then you won't give life to the fears that are fading from your life. Can I be dramatic sometimes? It's like really dramatic.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll only be dramatic if it's real dramatic. I promise I won't do phony dramatic. Okay? All right. Because some of this stuff, if it comes through me, it just can't come through me like that. I just can't do it. My body won't do that. It's like trying to hold back a sneeze. Don't breathe life into your failing ego by forgetting how miserable you were. So since people do a pretty good job of remembering how miserable they are, then you've just been given an easy assignment. I'm asking you to think the way you think and then remember why you are thinking this way. Why are you wanting to think differently? Because the old way did not bring you satisfaction. So when you are tempted by the old way, try to remember what the old way brought you. Your relationship really hasn't been disrupted. Your relationship, if you take the attitudes that we're being told, your relationship has actually been saved. If I don't want to let the idea of the peace between you and me ever leave my mind, but at the same time I know I got parts of me that's saying I need to get rid of you in order to be happy, then I really need to be glad that I don't understand how to love you. And that I got something in me that can teach me how to do it by loving you through me while it's teaching me how to be loving. That's what's happening in my life. There's something that's coming through me and loving people, and then they're responding like it's me. And then I get a chance to get the benefits of it while practicing becoming more loving. I love this path that's just been revealed to me. It's so cool. People are nicer to me than they intend to be. What color? Chocolate? What kind of chocolate? What color chocolate?
Cinnamon chocolate.
See, that's cinnamon. That is cinnamon thing again. I used to hate being black. Hated it. Because when I was 5 or 6 years old growing up in the South, there was still segregation. So it was like a lot of separation, a lot of back doors, side doors, back of buses. It was like no black folk on TV except, you know, Stephen Feshit dudes. You look at TV, every black guy.
Soul Train.
Stonecrane came later.
Yeah.
My point is, I loved Elvis Presley. And Elvis Presley movies. You know, I'm 11 years old, I get on the bus and drive downtown, 11, on a bus, to go see an Elvis Presley movie. He was from Memphis. And Elvis used to move me. And I was so disappointed, because I thought as a black kid, I would never could be in an Elvis movie. Then one day, I said to the universe, why? And this boy said to me, well, you was a black slave owner. You were a black slave owner. That's why you chose to be born black this time around.
Wow.
And also I wasn't very strong either. That was one. I was the kind of guy that had kind of energy that if I had the kind of body to bag it up, I'd kick some butt. You know, I'd be ruling. I wasn't born that way. Found out through astrology, it's because I had moon in Pisces in the first house. That explained it all. Nothing explained my emotional nature better than moon in Pisces in the first house. But if I had not been open to that language, I wouldn't have gotten that answer. So I said, well, you had a little small body because you used to try to like use violence and stuff, so, and force your way through things, so you decided to have a little body, and a little black body that wasn't a really muscular body. So you could learn other ways of relating to people other than brute force. Well, say this to me. And I said, you know, I'm sorry I asked. So from that moment forward, up until recently, I never listened to my inner voice.
Yes.
I was through with it. You all know we so mad at our own inner guidance, we don't even hear it most of the time. It's like screaming and yelling in a soft voice. So the relationships that we're forming right now that are sane and that are safe will open us up to the feeling of love and joining and safety. Now, when I realized that I was in this body in order to learn how to be more loving, then the color of my skin became an asset instead of a liability. It was amazing to watch it shift as soon as I shifted. Because the shift that saved my life was getting beat up by a bully that I went there to beat up. That dashed a lot of my little young 11-year-old manhood. Plus, I had a Superman suit on. Because as a kid, I wore a Superman suit under my clothes so that when the kids in the neighborhood got in trouble, I could pull out my clothes and run and rescue them. I had a little caretaker issue I found out later. So, yeah, to put spirit stupid. So I would pull off my clothes and then I'd run to rescue the child. And I went to rescue this child and the bully beat me up and choked me with my cape. It's a true story.
Jeez.
Yeah. And my brother, my older brother, was, but he was like so much older than me, it wouldn't have been cool for him to just reach down and just plaster the little kid. But so it was humiliating. It was the most humiliating experience I'd ever had in my whole life. All 11 years. So I made the vow that I would never have that happen to me again, but by being completely peaceful. So at first, I was totally bewildered. And it didn't seem like it made any sense to have this desire to be peaceful all the time, because I could always blame other people for what seemed to be the failures in the relationship that I was having with them. And then I would want to just get rid of them, or either I think of something else that I thought I loved a whole lot more, and then I'm going to try to go back and do it another time. So every time you get ready to go back and do something another time that you know that made you miserable the last time, don't forget how miserable you are, and don't breathe life into your failing ego. Your ego is failing. The part of you that hurts you and brings you pain, that part of you is beginning to fade away. The only way you bring it back to life is to go back and do something again just the way you did it before.
Wow.
You are new.
Yeah.
You are new to the ways of salvation. You are new to the ways of being happy. So you think you've lost your way. I feel like I'm kind of lost. Well, you're right. Your way is lost. But don't think that the fact that your way is now lost, that this is really lost. It's not a loss to lose a way that hasn't worked. It's not a loss to lose a way that hasn't worked. So, what should I do right now? Because I'm in my newness. How many of you are in your newness right now? You're going through this bewilderment and disorientation that it's talking about, okay? What I want you to do is remember that we've all started again together. I want you to take my hand and let's walk along a road that's a lot more familiar to us than we believe. We are going to remember a goal that's been unchanged for an eternity. We have always wanted the peace. We've always wanted safety. We've always wanted love. And no matter what detours that we take into these other relationships and things that make us unhappy, we're going to come back to our goal of happiness. You have finally chosen the goal of God. You have chosen the goal of love. You have chosen the goal of happiness. You have chosen the goal of complete happiness. You've chosen the goal of complete safety. You've chosen the goal of complete fulfillment. You've chosen the goal of freedom. You have. Wow. And that's what you always wanted. We went from the mic over to the let me stop. See, don't get mad about it. Quit. Because it doesn't have any point at that point. If that was the point of that was to irritate me and I laughed at it, well, then there was no reason for it to keep going because that was the point of it. So every time you laugh at something that irritates you, you've gotten rid of its purpose. And so it has to leave your life. So what you want is a bunch of friends who will laugh at your problems.
Yeah.
You need to get a whole little circle of laughter.
Yeah.
That's where I used to have a circle like that, where we would get together for the express purpose of getting together and laughing at each other's problems. And so we would come there and we would share our most ridiculous, dastardly, hard, painful, sad event that was happening to us that made us almost want to commit suicide. And then they'd laugh at me. But we had to, but what you would do, I'm getting ready to say something right now, and it's okay if you laugh. It's okay, I want you to laugh because I don't want this to be real. So I need you to help laugh it away.
That's cool.
And it would work every time. Or at the very least, you'd be feeling good about some crappy stuff. So I'm gonna finish this paragraph. See, I just be getting warmed up when the time is stopped. One of these days I'll let myself have fun longer. Okay. I always go unconscious when it starts talking about me holding somebody's hand. Okay. Because if I was to tell everybody in this room, why don't you walk up and take the hand of the other person and walk along in the room in a little circle holding each other's hands, looking at each other. And it would be the last time I saw most people in this room. I want to talk about joining. I don't want to do nothing quite yet. Because if we did something like that, you would be changed forever. You'd never be the same. For instance,
Could you stand up? Yeah, we just walk. We're gonna walk over somehow. But what you're gonna do is I want you to look in my eyes, and I'm gonna be thankful that you're in my life. And I'm gonna be glad. All right.
Okay.
You know, Alan, you and we're starting together. I'm bewildered about this, but I sure am glad. I'm not alone. I got you. I got her. I'm not alone.
Oh, God. Wow.
I think we're exhibitionists.
Oh, I took your hand because I knew what I was doing.
You were the right person. Wasn't she the right person? You know what I'm saying? The spirit chooses just that way. She was cool.
You know, I could have pulled somebody and I was like, come on.
Because I used to for relationships. I want to go that way, they want to go that way. I want to go that way, they want to go that way. Constant opposition, constant conflict. But now I'm taking your hand in newness. Right? That's what we're doing. So we're blessing each other right now. And I can feel it, and I know you can feel it. Don't forget the misery you really found. Don't be tempted to try it one more time, to try something that you know did not work and didn't bring you peace. Don't forget the misery you found. Keep your faith. Keep on remembering why you're here, that you're ready, that you're really ready for a change, that you're really ready for a new life, that you're really ready to experience your purpose for being here joyfully on earth. When it was revealed to me why I was born a black guy named Earl Purdy, and when it was shown to me the possibilities of that, it made me love you more. So make it okay not to understand and to be bewildered right now. Accept that that's a stage that you go through. Don't fight it. Don't criticize yourself about it. It's normal. We're holding each other's hand. We got each other. It's a room full of people. It's a room full of people here. And all we want to do is join in the purpose of each other's happiness, that we're together because we want our happiness, and we would love for the other people in this room to experience a safe, peaceful life too. And I don't believe that's a stretch to say that for the group. So we are new. Your way has been lost, but don't think that it's lost. You've actually been found. You've been found. You sought and you found. So let's do the love offering, and I'll try to get back in my body enough to do it. Man, so much energy comes through my body when I'm doing this with you. Sometimes it makes me want to boogaloo. I don't remember how you do it.
I do that.
I just have two things to say to you for the love offering. Thank you. The relationship has been saved. Because no matter what your bodies do, you have the goal of peace now. Imagine a bird flying happily in a jet stream. The bird looks upward. The bird sees a higher flow that it wants to join. The bird begins to leave its familiar path and fly to a higher path. However, conditions between the two paths aren't certain. It may hit turbulence, and the bird may fall below the original path temporarily. The bird may be carried away, way above the higher path, and find that the space between has very little airflow, making normal flight more difficult. By leaving the familiar jet stream, the bird learns more, much more, about itself. By leaving the familiar jet stream, the bird learns much about itself. By leaving its familiar pattern, the bird discovers more about flying and the conditions that can affect its flight. Eventually, the bird is able to stabilize and fly easily in the higher flow. The bird's experience is similar to what you encounter when you are in the void. The void occurs when you are letting go of an aspect of your personality self that no longer fits who you are becoming. The void occurs when you're letting go of some aspect of yourself that no longer fits you. The void represents a new level of surrendering your personality to the guidance of your higher self. It is the birth of a new part of your higher self into this reality. The void occurs when you are letting go of an aspect of your personality self that no longer fits who you are becoming. If you feel like you're in a void right now, it represents a new level of surrendering your personality to the guidance of your higher self. You are at a new level of surrendering your personality to the guidance of your higher self. If you feel like you're in a void right now, if you feel bewildered right now, it represents a new level of surrendering your personality to the guidance of God, your higher self. If you're feeling a void right now, a bewilderment in some area right now, it is the birth of a new part of your God self into this reality. The void is a state of transition and change. Transition and change. If you're in a void right now, give yourself a break. It's a very good sign you're in a state of real transition. And you're in a state of real change. God bless you. Thank you.
See you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Y'all, thank you.
And sorrow keep ridicule. But y'all gotta look around at the other cute people. Just check out. You can do a try. Just look around. You don't have to hold hands or go around in a circle or nothing. Just look at each other. Just acknowledge each other's presence. Just fall in. See all these pretty forms you're showing up in?
Yeah.
It's all you. You're just looking at yourself through the eyes of your own projections. So you're becoming more gorgeous every day.
Ain't it
the truth? We have some cookies out there in your bag, too.
Yeah, sweet.